Good morning, everybody. The time is 8:46 a.m. My name's Henry Alicia. This is Soundwaves on KHNS, and it's time for the Nonprofit Spotlight. All right. So for today's Nonprofit Spotlight, we are going to be talking about Hospice of Haines. I'm joined in the studio with Nancy Schnabel, and on the phone with us is Marnie Hartman. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Henry. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Marnie.
So let's get down to business. What's going on at Hospice of Haines these days? What have you been up to?
Well, as always, we've got lots of things happening thanks to our director, Shannon McFeeters. She keeps everything rolling along really well. We have been fortunate enough to have an addition to the hospice family. That is Jen Hughes. She is currently in a master's program of divinity with an interest in end of life, chaplaincy, that kind of thing. And luckily, she gets to do her internship here with us at Hospice. She's an incredible resource. She's passionate. She's smart. She's motivated. And we as an organization and therefore as a town really will benefit by her. Marnie can speak a little bit in detail about some of the things that we're planning that are coming up. I wanted to just give a brief hello to everyone in the Valley, and just kind of for people that maybe are new to town, because there are a lot of people that are new, just give a quick overview of what Hospice of Haines is. And we're an all-volunteer hospice organization. We have four main components. One is traditional end-of-life care. So our volunteers that are trained and vetted can go in-home and help in any way, sit bedside, read, just sit, help a family member, take a walk, whatever. Then we have something called the Bridge Program, which is someone that may be, you know, ill, infirm for a period of time or for a long period of time, and they just need a little help, a little companionship, or a little like a weekly visit. And our volunteers can go in home and do that. And those visits can be anything from taking a walk around the track to sitting and reading a story together. The third component is education. We do various things throughout a year where we're trying to increase people's knowledge about what end of life looks like, or end of life care, or how to care for people that are sick in your own home, those kind of things. So we have those throughout the year. And then a very big part and a very important part of us is our bereavement program. And that is, we have a grief group that happens every year in the fall. It is currently going on right now. And we have follow-up grief support. And you can also have some grief companioning. For instance, there's not a group available, but you want to have somebody to talk to about some grief you're experiencing. You can get in touch with us and we can provide you with a companion that can, you know, just be a friend with you through that walk. We're not counselors. We're not professionals. We're not medical. But we are a group that is well-trained and well-suited to the needs of the community. And I'll defer to Marnie and let her talk a little bit about Jen and Jen's involvement in some upcoming events.
Yeah, hi, thanks, Nancy. It's amazing with all of that we offer that we still have other things going on. I do just first want to say, like, if anybody has any questions about what hospice is or what we can actually offer in this valley, please don't hesitate to reach out. And you can reach the Hospice of Haines office at 766-3929 or through email, which is just hospiceofhaines@aptalaska.net. And we have some fun things coming up the next month or so. Beginning in November, we are offering a drop-in grief support. So we're going to have open hours at the Hospice of Haines office, which is 13 East Barnett Drive. So Mondays and Wednesdays from 11:30 to 1 p.m., anyone who feels like they just need a little extra support, and that could be through talking. It could be there's so many beautiful references in that office space, you know, just endless books and things that can just help stimulate a conversation. Or maybe you just need somebody to sit with for a little while just to remember that you're not alone and that grieving is a normal part of life for any reason at all, whether that's, you know, actively going through a loss, whether it's that, you know, this time of year can be a little bit challenging with holidays and changing seasons, whether it's just transitions in life that create an opening for grief to kind of come forward. And it will be Jen Hughes, who, as Nancy said, is a Masters of Divinity student. She's about to finish her degree, and she's getting to utilize hospice to finish her residency. So she'll be sitting there just kind of waiting to have conversation or tea or hold a space, however anyone happens to need it. And you don't have to call, you don't have to email, you can just drop right in. So that's Monday and Wednesday, 11:30 to 1 p.m. for the entire month of November. And then on November 5th, we have Light the Night from 4 to 5:30 p.m. This is an event that's been happening for a while here in Haines, and it's such a beautiful activity. This year, we're going to meet at Clinkett Park Longhouse, so there'll be a covered area and probably some gentle warm beverages and refreshments. But the idea is that you walk an illuminated path, and the illumination comes from the lighting of candles of whoever shows up and wants to bring, you know, an intention to honor someone who they have loved and has transitioned on, and they want to bring them back into their life and spirit and care and honor. And you get to do that kind of in solidarity in the community that shows up to honor their own loved ones. So it's just such a beautiful activity. So again, that's November 5th, Light the Night, 4 to 5:30 p.m. meeting at Clinkett Park Longhouse. And then beginning November 7th, we are launching kind of under this educational component. We're launching a little writing group, and it's kind of independently driven with some support via social media, via Facebook. So it'll be similar to some online Facebook kind of community group things that I've led in the past. So if people have joined in that, it won't be much different. But we'll just kind of offer once a week a little writing prompt to help people really just process the wave of emotions that tends to come. So, you know, that's grief, that's gratitude, that's everything that comes from in between. And we're just dropping little prompts to invite people to maybe take a little pause in their life and allow some words to give them an avenue of a place to process whatever it is that they're feeling. So you can look for more details on that on the Hospice of Haines Facebook page. Or you can call again 766-3929. And there will be flyers all around town with the little writing prompt. So if you don't do Facebook, please join anyways and just write on your own. And then send us an email or drop us a line and let us know how it's going for you. Or drop in to see Jen during those open hours and share whatever you feel comfortable sharing. So that's going to go on from November 7th to December 26th. Every Tuesday, there'll be a new little writing prompt. And then, let's see, November 12th, we have a conversation about words, life, and death with Heather Lendy. So that's going to happen at the Doris Ward Community Room at the library from 2 to 3 p.m. It'll just be an hour long of stories and conversations with Heather, who's going to just she's going to bring forward some selections from her various books and work as an obituary writer to engage the themes around, you know, how kind of writing through someone's life can actually be an act of grief support. And creating this expression can kind of help to aid, you know, healing and processing and remembering, which is just always so important as we transition through loss. And let's see, in December, We're planning to launch a tearjerker movie series, and that's all I'm going to say about that for now. I'm just going to throw that out there as a little teaser. So please look for more on that. I'm actually really excited. I think it's going to be such a great thing. And then the last thing I just want to say is that we are trying to kind of embrace a little bit of present times and create or relaunch the Hames Hospice of Hames newsletter. So historically, that was always done in print and sent out through our PO boxes, and now we're going to do that virtually, so through email. But that means that we need people's emails. So if you're interested in receiving the Hospice of Hames newsletter, which will give you all of these events that I just talked about and some other ways to connect and just engage, so please just reach out to us again through the phone number 766-3929 and leave us your email, or email hospiceofhames@apt.alaska.net and let us know that you would like to receive that. For this first quarter offering, there will be some paper copies laying around town so people can pick them up and see what it's all about. And then we really hope to move most of that education and communication piece outside of paper. So don't hesitate to tell us what would work best for you in that way. If you really want a mailing, or you want to be able to go to the library and pick it up, you know, please just let us know that. Did I miss anything, Nancy? Do you want to add?
I'm just sitting here thinking, wow, this is a really good slate of things we have coming up. We just were talking about it at a board meeting, but to hear it all laid out so nicely, there's a lot of opportunities. I did just want to give one kind of maybe encouragement to people that aren't writers, because there's, you know, kind of two things that sort of tie in with writing. One, the prompts, and the other one is Heather's talk. And if you've ever been that person that someone has told you, hey, try writing, how you feel about that, this is a great opportunity to do that, because there's no pressure. You don't have to share it. You don't have to do it for a long time. And you can just kind of explore for yourself if writing some things down is helpful. I'm actually looking forward to doing it, because I'm not a writer, and I'm gonna yeah, give it a try, because I think it's gonna be really easy to get lean into it.
That's right. I think that's, thank you for that clarification. Yes, you don't have to write poetry. You right. don't have to write prose or songs. You know, I think most of us can put a pen or a pencil to a paper and just let words stream. I mean, that's really exactly. going to be the point of this, is that we'll lay a little bit of a prompt. You know, it might be a simple question. And then, you know, the idea is to set a little timer. It could be from 3 minutes to 30 minutes, and you could write three words or 30 pages. but just to let yourself come write whatever's there. And that could even just, like, you might write, like, I'm not a writer. I don't know how to do this. And if you start there, then other things start to flow out. From
exactly.
That. So, you know, creativity is an excellent way for us to work through processing our emotions, and grief and loss and transition is often, you know, something that we tend to not let ourselves really want to feel. And then that's hard. We carry that around with us. So this is a way for us to just acknowledge that it's part of life, and, we all go through it. I think it's Oprah Winfrey that once said, there's no human emotion that another human hasn't already felt. Mm-hmm. So just remembering that, you know, that's what hospice is here for, is to kind of hold your hand or sit by your side or help you put words on page, or maybe sometime we'll have Nancy help us, you know, make cards or draw doodle.
And doodle, right? And yeah, we're right. You know, you're not alone. I guess that's the thing that Marnie is yeah. saying, and I want to echo, and hospice really stands for, is you're not alone. And if you reach out, we will do everything we can to help meet your needs.
Yeah. Well, Marnie and Nancy, thanks so much for joining us to tell us about all the amazing work that Hospice of Hames is doing. It sounds like you're very busy bringing the community together for these amazing support services, and we really appreciate it. So thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Henry. Thanks, KHNS.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to KHNS, Hames, Skagway, and Klukwan.